Drive safe with Fresh FM.
Follow us on TikTok, Fresh FM Namibia. Follow me, let's go.
It is 7:50 on Namibia's Art and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. The NSK and Shaquan is on your radio. Now, Shaquan, we, in the last couple of days, was it last week actually, that we saw pictures on social media that went viral of a boy in school clothes.
Mm-hmm.
What we thought and on what if you on eye, just on eye, at first glance, you'd think that the boy is drenched in blood.
In blood, yeah.
Right? And I can promise you, you know, when pictures like that go viral,
mm-hmm.
people don't necessarily read. You know, people don't necessarily take that extra 5 minutes to go on a fact-finding mission. You know, people share the pictures and not necessarily perhaps the story that was afforded with the picture.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody has an opinion, which may not necessarily be factual. And we decided, look, let's get the parties involved with this situation. First of all, is it real? Secondly, who are the parties that are involved? And today we've decided to bring in the mother of the boy in the said picture. Now, please do note that with regards to this story, we have reached out to the ministry, and they have assured us that they are investigating
yeah.
the case. They are aware of the case, and once the facts on their end has been compiled, they will pronounce themselves. But in the meantime, let's hear from the mother, Mayor Teresa. Mayor Teresa, good day, Moro. How are you doing this morning?
Thank you very much. Good morning. How are you, sir?
We are good, Mayor Teresa. Thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it. Thank you so much for being brave enough to come to radio and share your version of the events. We do know that there are two versions of the of events, but we're starting with your version of the events first. The boy in the picture, that is your son. Let's first start off there. That's your son, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And how old is your son?
Yeah.
9 years old.
He's 9 years old.
Mm. Okay. Right. So make us understand, Mayor Teresa, especially for, you know, some of us that perhaps did not do the due diligence to read properly and to investigate properly. What happened there? What does that picture tell us when we see it? What's the story there?
Thank you very much for this opportunity that Ship FM gave me. So I would like to tell my story as it is. I was at home. When I was at home, then the teacher sent me a picture of my son.
Mm.
I opened the WhatsApp. When I opened the WhatsApp, I just saw a picture with my son. It's to me, as a mother, I was now thinking it was a blood because she did not mention anything.
Oh, she didn't give you context. She just sent the picture without saying anything.
Yes.
Yeah.
So when I look at the picture now, I thought my son was injured.
Mm.
I was in shock. I just started crying. Then I called down. Then I called the father. The father was not picking up because he sent me that picture at 13:15 on my WhatsApp. So I was now calling the father. The father is not picking up to tell him what's happened.
Or that you received this picture, yeah.
Yeah, when I received the picture. So he was now not picking up the phone. I'm calling. Then I start now calling the teacher to hear now what happened. Oh, what happened to my boy?
Mm.
So the teacher was not also picking up. Then the teacher sent me a message telling me that she's in the meeting.
Mm.
So I was now just quiet at home, waiting for the father to come because he's the one who went to pick up my son at school. So when they come, I saw my boy. I hug him. I was now also crying. Then the father said, no, just cool down. Let's put our boy to sit down so that we can ask what happened exactly. Mm-hmm. So we put our boy, we sit down, we comfort him. We are asking now what happened exactly. Mm. No, then my son told me, no, mommy, I was in the class. We were giving this kiwi polish.
Mm. Mm. Kiwi shoe polish, yeah.
Yes. So then he put his kiwi polish on his table. From there, maybe when he went to look, he couldn't find it. Then one of his colleague,
or classmate, yeah.
Yeah, classmate, mm, dropped the kiwi down, that polish. And when he dropped the kiwi, so the sponge on the bottle, mm, the boy remove it. So my son picked it up. He opened. When he opened like this, then it fell on the ground. Mm. Then this certain girl, classmate, she take
The brush or what? Mm. Or the painting thing, the whip.
The whip.
Okay.
Yes.
The teacher's whip.
Yes.
Okay.
She took the teacher whip, starting now beating the other one on the buttocks. On the buttocks.
Like, wait.
While he's picking up the...
No, he pick it up.
Mm.
Then when he pick it up, it mends on the ground.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because the sponge was not there.
Mm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So then he start now whipping the other one, beating the other one with the whipping on the buttocks.
Clear, your son, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Teresa, is she the class captain or something or what?
Really? No.
Okay.
No.
All right. Just wanted to find that out. Okay. She starts beating the child now, your child.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Then my boy, then he pushed now my boy on the table. Mm-hmm. From there, then my boy, I think now he was also maybe defending himself or what. I was not there.
Mm-hmm.
I just hear what my son is telling me. Then on that maybe fighting, so the thing spelled on her dress under.
Mm.
Mm.
Then when now the ink spelled on her dress, this girl, she take the polish from my son and start putting all over the head, the shirt, and it went also in my son's eyes. Yeah. Then my boy ran to the office to get help. When he went there, went to the principal office. So what happened, the principal, I think my son tell the principal what happened. Then the principal say, get out of my office, you are the guilty one.
In that moment, that was his immediate response.
Yes.
Or the principal's, let me not assume what gender, the principal's response, that was the immediate response when the boy reported at first glance.
Yes. Okay. Then the girl was now called.
Okay.
Then there were most two.
Yes.
They were explaining what happened.
Mm.
Then my son was now explaining in English.
Yeah.
So then the principal said, my boy is guilty. Well, now the thing is, my boy don't understand Damara.
Uh-huh.
So the principal was talking Damara to the...
To the girl.
To the girl.
Yeah.
If you look at it, if you are a parent, and I think she's a leader.
Mm.
She's our mother at that moment when our kids is not at school.
Of course, of course.
They are our... The teachers, the principal, they are our... They are
basically the guardians,
yes,
that
of
time.
Our kids.
Yeah.
So as I look at that picture now as a mother, and if it was me, I could comfort the boy.
Mm.
Cleaning the boy, both of them,
yeah.
Since that one she didn't get anything on her face, comforting them and call the parents.
Mm. Mm.
Yes.
Hold the thought, Mayor Teresia. Let's just quickly play the news, and then we will get back to this conversation after the news. Stick around. Don't go anywhere, please.
Mm.
It is 8:07 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. We appreciate it. If you just joined us, we are continuing to get one side of the story of the boy who seemingly at first glance was drenched in blood. But it was not the case, as the mother in studio right now alluded to. We'll continue with that conversation. We'll continue to hear from her. Also, if you just joined us, for context, we did reach out to the ministry. The ministry did make it known to us that they are aware of the case. They got the full report from the regional leadership, and they are investigating, and they will pronounce themselves very soon. And when they do that, they will let us know about their pronunciation. Let's continue with our conversation now with Mayor Teresia. Mayor Teresia, before we took that break, you were telling us that the principal, when the principal had the two kids in front of them, that the principal spoke Damara, yes, with the girl,
yes,
instead of perhaps English for both of them to understand, and for both of them, for the principal to make the objective decision at that point. So from that point, okay, the principal speaks Damara with the girl, and the principal now blames the boy.
Yes.
Does the principal in that moment now call you as the parent, or what happens from that moment?
No, they, she did not call. She did not call us.
So what was the next time that you heard from her, though, or had a conversation with the principal?
Not me, but the father.
Oh, the father. Okay. So, all right. So that happens now. Does she now send the kids back to the class, or what happens after that?
No, after that, my son went back to the class. Then, after that, the school came out, I think, few minutes. Because it was the last...
was it a Friday or
no? No. It was the
last period.
Last period.
It was the last period. Yes. So when the accident happened. So from there, I think he just came out. He came out from the principal office crying, picking his bag from the class. The school was now out. So the father, the moment now the father arrived at the school place, so he found his boy was surrounded by a group of school kids. Some they are comforting towards her, some plus the girl now who did that, she's also there. Some they are comforting, some they are bullying. So my son was now crying. Crying there, then the father now, the moment he saw, he thought it was blood. He was also now, what happened really? Him. Yes. Then he asked, "What happened? What happened, my boy?"
Yeah.
So then the boy was just crying. Then he said, "No, something happened, Papa. I went to the principal office, but he chased me out." Then he said, "Okay, let's go to the principal office and let me go and hear what happened." On their way to the principal office, they met with my son class teacher. Then I think he was now explaining a bit. Then he told him, "No, let's just go and sit down to the principal office and hear. I want to hear what happened, what exactly happened to my son." They went in the office. He greet the principal. He introduced himself that I'm the father. I'm the father. So as most of us, we know, we can read the body language. The moment he entered, you could read the body language. He said, "No, you find me, I was going out, I have a meeting." Then He said, no, I want explanation what happened exactly. Then the principal said, yeah, if you are just standing and you are talking to me, so I am not going to answer you. I am going then. Now, the father said, no, I was waiting you to tell me to sit down, but you did not. So what I wanted is to hear what happened. And he just said, no, your son is guilty. Then the father asked, now, how sure you are that my boy is guilty? In the class, there was no teacher. You were not in that class. So you're supposed now to call me as a father and call the other kid to see now what is the way forward. Where if my child is guilty or the other one is guilty.
Mm. And at this point, still the girl's parent is still not there?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's... Then from there,
That's when they came home to you.
Yeah. They went out of his office as the principal told him to go out of his office. He went out.
Mm.
So
this situation with bullying, like, is this the first time that it's happened? Or is this the first time, such an incident is actually happening pertaining to your boy?
The bullying is not the first time. It's for a long time. That's why I mentioned in my Facebook page that I was looking for school. I have been applying so that I can remove my son from that school.
Mm.
Because most of the time when he's also in the morning time to go to school, sometimes he don't want. But as a mother, I always comforting my boy.
Mm.
Comforting, I say, no, look here, my son. Even Jesus, he went through those things. So who are you? You cannot go on that bullying. Be a strong boy. Be very strong, because most of people, some of you were born as a leader. A leader always go through many things. And I always explain, like the late founding father, when they were in exile, most of the ministers, they went on exile.
That context to him.
Yes, I say they went through many things. They were beaten up,
but they survived through.
Yes, they were put in jail, and they survived that. Yeah. Who are you not to survive?
But Teresa, let me ask you this, right? It's just, you know, there's a technical question here that I have for you.
Mm.
The school itself, does it have a sick bay? Does it have a place where, if the child is sick, they can take the child there?
Like a little clinic.
Like a little clinic.
At the school, yeah.
Yes, they have a room. Yes.
So they have a first aid kit?
Yes.
Okay. You mentioned that this polish went into his eye.
Yes.
Did the school attend to the child in that manner? Did they administer any sort of health help?
No.
They didn't?
No.
This is not according to the boy now?
No.
Okay.
Only one teacher told him, go wash your face.
Mm.
Then he went to wash his face.
Okay. When the father now, when the principal now said, your boy is guilty, and that's where she ended now. This is, you are guilty.
Mm-hmm.
Does the father now say, okay, I leave, or does the father continue to try and get the story out of her?
No, the father said, okay, I am not done with you.
Mm.
I am going to take this feather.
Of course.
Yes, it's what he said.
Mm.
And I think from there, the principal, maybe he thought he was threatened.
Mm.
She was threatened by the father.
Yeah.
She went to open up a case. Because I think, let me put it on my own words, I think myself that she went on the application form and saw that the father is a police officer.
Okay. Okay.
From there, she went to make a case.
That's what you're alleging now?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so I want to understand. At what point does the girl's parent get involved? Do you know of the principal making the effort to get hold of the girl's parents? Has her parents reached out to you?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. No. Did you try to call her parents?
I don't have a number.
Mm. But there was also no effort from that side.
Yes, because okay. The next Friday, because this happened on Thursday 13, when the other Lena Puna, the Polish on him.
Mm.
So the next Friday, I went to pick my son up. So according to my son, I was waiting for him for a bit long.
Mm.
When he came back, I said, "No, why it took so long? What's happening?" As a mother now, I was a bit also
scared. You're on the edge now.
Yeah.
So, no, mommy, I was writing a test. I said, "Oh, you were writing a test?" Yes, because on break time, I did not write a test. The life skill teacher told me to go and write a statement what happened yesterday. I said, "Oh, okay." Without me.
Wait, a statement?
Yeah, I think.
Wait, so the life skill teacher basically asked him to write a statement of what happened the day before. Yes. Was the other girl also writing?
She did not come to school.
She did not come to school the Friday.
Yes.
Okay. But no child should be writing a statement without the parent. Mm-hmm. This police case that allegedly she has now went to go, the principal went to go open. Do you know of the charge that she's alleging against the father?
It's what you call it? Through it's a
harassment or
no. Threatening what?
Mm. Oh, what's the? I know that one. Threatening something in Syria. What?
Assault. What?
Assault.
Assault. Threatening.
Assault by threatening. Something like that.
Mm.
Okay. And the father was not called in by his employers. It's even weird. So he was called in and he had to go respond and also put down his statement there.
Yes.
So that is a different case now.
Yes. And she demand also the police officer who is now
investigate or handling the case.
Yeah. They asked me also to give the statement. I don't know. No.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's the police. Mm. The ministry itself.
Mm.
Because I know the regional leadership is sitting with the case.
Mm.
Did they reach out to you?
Yes. Yesterday also, I went to their office. They said they are investigating the case. After that, they will call me.
All right. So at least they are doing their due diligence. They are communicating with
you.
Yes.
Okay.
That's good.
Teresia, we will have to leave it at that for now.
Mm.
We need to hear from the ministry what their findings are, and then now there's also now with a separate case that is now sitting with NAMPO. We also need to understand the dynamics around that.
Mm-hmm.
So there might even be a second conversation. But Teresa, let me tell you right now, from a father's perspective, trying to be objective, I can tell you right now that the father of your child was even way, way calmer than I was ever going to be. If a principal is telling me, I cannot talk to you right now when I'm looking at my son and seemingly
he's distraught,
something is happening here. So I have to give it to you and the father of your child for being calm to a certain degree. And honestly speaking, as parents, we really just want the best outcome here. Because if you're saying that the child has been bullying, he's being bullied, he's being subject to bullying,
and you have brought it up with
the leadership of the school.
You know, I'm actually curious, sorry, partner. Yeah. I'm curious to know, what have you noticed that changed in his behavior because of the bullying?
No, you know, there is nothing right now or from the long time?
No, just long time. I mean, or let's actually just focus on this incident right now. How is he doing?
From grade two, my son start now. Sometimes he's telling me, "Mommy, I don't want to go to school because the kids, they are bullying me."
Mm.
And I forget also one thing. Mm. In grade two, when he was in grade two, there was a certain teacher at school, and she's still there.
Mm.
When those kids bully my son, the teacher is helping the bully ones, punishing my child, you know?
Sure.
And I went, the certain girl, she's the one who told me, "No, Castro, there's a teacher. When we bully him, the teacher is helping us." Then she's the one who took me also to the teacher class. That time when I went there, I wanted to talk to the teacher as parent.
Yeah,
teacher,
yeah.
And
parent
me.
To teacher, yeah.
Mm. Yes. She was not there. Then few weeks later, the father went to pick her up.
So, went to pick him up, yeah.
Yeah. And he find him crying. He ask, "What's going on?" "No, Daddy, this what happened. The kids, they were bullying me."
Mm.
"But always this certain teacher, when the kids bullying me, he punish me." So the teacher went, saw my...
Mm-hmm.
He went to the teacher. He asked,
"What is the problem?"
Yes.
Yeah.
From there, the teacher stopped. Really, he stopped doing that. But,
yeah. But basically, there's history here.
Yeah.
Let's leave
it
at that. It's 8:24 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Teresia, thank you so much for sharing your
story.
We are in communication with the ministry. We're waiting for that report.
Okay.
When we get back, we speak to Tutu Mungoba.
Mind, Body and Green.
And Mind, Body and Green.
Yeah,
we'll get to that in a bit. Stick around. Don't go anywhere.
Shaquan and NSK on 102.9.